Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to Inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com and now on KNBR.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Townsend Restaurant and Bakery, capturing the spirit of San Francisco. Today's guest is Ahmed Farid from Comcast SportsNet Bay Area. Ahmed, the Giants, it seems like a broken record. We've kind of been talking about the same situation here for a while. The hitting has really struggled since the All-Star break, and now it seems to even be getting worse. I mean, in the month of September, there's so many guys struggling, and then you can every once in a while pin a loss or a blown save on Santiago Casilla and say the Giants need to figure out something there in the bullpen, but they're just leaking oil, and it's been that way for a while. So, you know, how does this team, in your opinion, get out of it and make the postseason, because they still have a shot at it? They're still there at the top of the wild card standings.
I mean, that's the positive thing about it, Joe, at this point, is that whatever has happened to this point, you're right there. I mean, you're in the wild card. You're actually in the playoffs right now. So if you just throw out everything that's happened, the good first half, the terrible second half, you're right there. And really, it's all about what you do from this point forward. I mean, so that's the good thing for the Giants, is that what they did didn't bury them into a hole where they just really are done at this point. But it's strange, and I don't know how to, you know, it's been going like this for so long now that, you know, they're not a bad team. A lot of people want to look at the record and say, you know, well, did we just find out that they're just not very good? And that's not the case. Like you mentioned, it just seems like when they get the starting pitching, they get a blown save from Santiago Casilla. When they get some offense, they don't get the starting pitching. It just has kind of been whatever can go wrong does go wrong for them at this point. The timing has been so off, and what they've needed at the right time, it's almost like it hasn't. It's gone the opposite of that. So, you know, I don't know. Can they snap out of it? It's hard to say because it's just been so long of watching them lose close games. But I guess that's the one positive thing, is it has been a lot of close games. I mean, they've played more one-run games than any other team in baseball. So they've won a lot of them in the first half, not in the second half. So you look at that and you think they're in games if they can just figure out a way to win those games in September.
We'll get back to the conversation with Ahmed Farid from Sportsnet Central on Comcast right after this. Do you want to go to the perfect restaurant and bakery before a Giants game? Why not go to the place where Matt Cain ate before he threw his perfect game? That's Townsend Restaurant and Bakery. It's true, I'm not making this up. On June the 13th, 2012, Matt Cain had a great meal at Townsend, then took the mound down the road at AT&T Park and tossed the first perfect game in Giants history. Your meal can be just as effective after you choose one of their homemade sourdough English muffins, scones, and breads. Townsend also serves cage-free Petaluma eggs. For 26 years, Townsend has been capturing the spirit of San Francisco with consistent quality from their family-run business, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., and brunch on Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Townsend is located right along the Embarcadero at 2 Townsend Street in San Francisco. Eat at Townsend Restaurant and Bakery, and who knows, perhaps you can be perfect that day too. Well, the one thing I've noticed about this team since they've been winning World Series is that there usually is no panic in them. And I don't know that I see that now. I mean, the guys in that clubhouse that have won, and even the manager, Bruce Bochy, they're not going to panic in these situations. They know they have time. They have confidence. But at the same time, I mean, I think when you get into a bind like this, it seems like fans and media and, you know, just a lot of peripheral people start looking for, okay, do they have enough energy? I mean, is there enough emotion in this team to turn it around? And I think when you have calmness, then it doesn't always display that. You know, you're thinking, oh, well, you know, that guy's not throwing his bat enough. And we have seen some of that lately. We were just talking about that earlier this week with John Shea, how Buster Posey threw his bat. And Joe Panic has said, you know, I'm emotional. And Brandon Crawford has even said, you know, I'm probably more angry than you see on the outside. So we've kind of seen it a little bit. Do you think the Giants need more of that? Do they have to really kind of step it up as far as the emotion part of it?
Well, I think it's a fair criticism and a fair point, because I mean the Giants themselves credited Hunter Pence back in 2012 for kind of turning things around, and that emotion and that outside emotion they got from him and his rallying cry in Cincinnati. So I do think it's a fair point that there's an argument to be made that they need someone to disrupt it, to rock the apple cart a bit, if you will. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I do think that's legitimate. And I don't doubt that they all care. They all certainly care. They're all really intense, not necessarily outwardly intense, but very, very intense baseball players who want to succeed. But I do think it's a fair point. Who's the guy that's going to maybe jolt them a little bit? At this point, it can't be the manager, Bruce Boch. I'm sure he's done everything that he can do at this point. So, you know, that's a fair point. But the question is, where does it come from? It's not, you know, when Hunter did it, what was good about that is he wasn't necessarily playing that well. He was knocking in a lot of runs that year. But if you remember, his average was like around 200. So it wasn't like he was ripping the cover off the ball and he took it upon himself to like bring everyone up to his level. No, he was just a guy who had a point to make and wanted to make it. So yeah, I do think this team could probably use something like that. Where that would come from or what that would be, they don't even know.
More with Ahmed Fareed from Comcast SportsNet Bay Area in just a moment. The Bay Area is a playground for all levels of cyclists, and the best bicycle store around is Breaking Away Bicycles in Marin. Established in 2005, Breaking Away Bicycles was built on a passion for getting people outside. Donna started the shop after 19 years managing Angel Island, watching kids and adults enjoy riding around the beautiful landscape. She left the corporate world to help more folks get on bikes. Rich joined the team and dedicated his life to being constantly covered in grease. He'll get you rolling no matter what. So stop by Breaking Away Bikes in the heart of Ross at 7 Ross Common, or check them out on the web, www.breakingawaybikes.com. They struggled so badly right after the All-Star break. I mean, it was just a definitive line, right? As soon as that All-Star break ended, this team was in basically in a free fall. And they tried to do some things there at the trade deadline, and you know, it just hasn't worked out the way they would like. Do you think, though, in the long run, these are still good moves? I mean, Matt Morey almost threw a no-hitter. He hasn't been great in, you know, all the other starts. Nunez has not hit the way he was in Minnesota, and Will Smith started out poorly, and, you know, he hasn't been as bad. But so do you think maybe in the long run these are okay deals?
You know, I do. I think. I mean, I think the Matt Morey deal, as much as, I mean, boy, it's rare that you see the fans and the media mourn a trade like the Matt Duffy trade, but right. I mean, he just made a positive impact on so many people. And especially, you know, I met him, and one of my favorite players to cover just because he was so genuine and down to earth. And his story, too, of, you know, the 18th rounder, you know, coming up and almost winning Rookie of the Year last year. But yeah, that's a trade I like for the Giants for sure long term. I think Will Smith is a solid bullpen arm, and you know, because some of the pieces they traded, Susak, there's questions on if he can realize that ceiling that so many people thought he had a couple of years ago. He's had some issues in the minor leagues and really couldn't make it back up to the big club. Phil Bickford's kind of a, you know, you look at him, some of his stuff backed up a little bit. So I don't think it's all necessarily. It's not like they traded surefire guys to get surefire guys back. There's little questions on either side, but honestly, with Matt Moore, that's a trade. I mean, you don't want to write off this year. That's a trade that really could impact it down the stretch. I mean, he's a solid number three, and then you can push in a short series a guy like Jeff Samardzija into the bullpen. So I think that gives you some options there. So no, I do like the deals, and I think no matter if they make it to the playoffs this year or don't make it to the playoffs this year, they're going to look back on those deals and say, you know, long term, I think that made us better at the major league level.
More with Ahmed Fareed right after this. Hey Giants fans, whether you're taking pictures of little leaguers or the pros, Tamron Lenses and Keebler & Shuckett Photography have the perfect lens for you. The award-winning Tamron 16-300mm all-in-one zoom is more versatile than your basic kit lens. With amazing Tamron quality and image stabilization, you'll never need to switch lenses again. Whether they are sliding into home or making a spectacular catch at the wall, your Tamron lens will catch them all. Tamron has lenses for all of your photographic needs, and you can get your Tamron lens at Keeble & Shuckett Photography in Palo Alto. Contact them at www.kspphoto.com. Speaking of the bullpen, what do you do now if you're Bruce Bochy? You have so many arms in that bullpen because of the expanded rosters, and I want to get to that as well in a minute. But what do you do? Because we keep talking about Casilla, and then he'll get on kind of a roll, or I'll have a big save like he did earlier this week. And then you say, well, really, what are the alternatives? You know, are you going to go to Joe Nathan, who's 41 years old? Strickland, who really hasn't proven himself? It seems like this is a really tough one for the Giants to solve, and they got to solve it like right away, like now. Like, who are you going to go to? Are you going to stay with him or not?
Right, and I think we've seen in the past that but it's not like Bochy has never changed closers before. I mean, we've seen him, you know, do it with Sergio Romo and Santiago Casilla back and forth. So he's obviously willing to do that mid-season. It's not like there's blind loyalty to the guy. But I do think for a lot of the year, I mean, Casilla was their best option, you know, and I don't know if that's the case right now. I think if Derek Law hadn't gotten hurt, we would have probably seen him get his opportunity at this point. But yeah, what is your option? What they do need, this is what they need. And I think it's why they got, you know, Will Smith, is they identified that, boy, they need those guys that can strike people out late. You know, pitching to contact, it's, you know, it's great because the Giants team defense is so good, that infield defense is so good. But when you get late in games and get in situations where, like Nathan did a couple days ago, where they needed the strikeout right there, they needed the Hunter Strickland 100 mile an hour strikeout if they could get it, and they just didn't. So I do wonder if some of the guys who've proven they can get the swing and the miss will get some of those late opportunities. I think that would be smart, because a lot of the balls that are in play are hits sometimes late in the game. It just hasn't. So, you know, so I think, Joe, that's what you got to look at now. Do you go with the guys who can get the strikeout, induce the strikeout late in the game? You know, that's been Casilla a little bit more this year than it has in the past, which I think is why he's gotten a longer leash. But yeah, you're right. It's not like they have Aroldis Chapman there ready to bust out. It's like, okay, let's just go with the young Aroldis who can throw 105. They don't have a clear-cut guy to go to after Casilla.
Well, one thing Bochy does have, I mean, he has several arms he can go to in the same inning, and all the managers now have that with the expanded rosters. You know, I've become less and less of a fan of this now. I don't mind seeing call-ups, but I don't know that you should have all these players eligible every night, because then it just becomes, you know, one pitching change after another, and it's such a different baseball game than it was the first 5 months of the season. Do you think anything will change? What's your opinion of the expanded rosters in September?
Yeah, we've heard some complaints for, you know, 2 or 3, 4 years now from, you know, a lot of people in baseball too about it. And I do think it'll get looked at again. We don't hear about it that much. I don't know that I've heard the commissioner address it the last year or two. Maybe he has, I just missed it. But, you know, as important as pace of play is to Major League Baseball right now, and you listen to Rob Manfred, it's going to come up, because that might be his number one initiative, is getting the games moving at a crisper pace.
Yeah,
that's all part of it here in September. I mean, obviously, you're just making more changes, and you've got more pitching changes. I mean, you give Bruce Bochy 18 pitchers, he's going to use 18 pitchers. So, yeah, for sure, it's playing a part in slowing the games down in September. But I think it's reasonable to, yeah, make your call-ups before the game. You set a 25-man or even a 27 if you want to give a couple more, just for guys that might be a little dinged up. So, yeah, I think the time has come where bring up the guys, but before the game, you set your 25, 26, 27-man roster for the action that night.
Yeah, and one of the positives, I think, for the Giants was getting to see Ty Block throw a couple of scoreless innings out of the bullpen in Colorado. I mean, there's an example. You bring a guy up, he had a really good season at AAA, and you kind of took a look at him in a game that you were losing by a lot. So, you know, that was really beneficial.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. I mean, you get a lot of these teams who aren't in it, you know, even the teams that are in it, but teams who aren't in it. And it really does give, I think, for the players' union side of it, it does give these players an opportunity where they might not. Like an example you just brought up, Ty Block. Would he have been one of the 25 men that Bochy put on the roster for that game? You know, maybe not. Probably not. So it does give the opportunity to some of these younger guys to make an impression. And that is, from the player's point of view, that is very valuable, that not only do you get that major league paycheck, but you also have an opportunity every day in September to get in the game if the game flow goes that way.
Now, Comcast, you guys have been heavily involved in the NFL story of Colin Kaepernick kneeling for the national anthem, and there's been some support now around the NFL. And, you know, he made a big statement, and, you know, it really kind of brings to the forefront the idea of professional athletes trying to make a stand for something. And, you know, we haven't seen that in baseball this year. We're seeing that in the NFL. I just, you know, wanted to kind of bring that up to see what you thought about if that's a good idea for players to be doing that, using the forum of a Major League Baseball game or, you know, NFL in this case. I happen to think it's great because, I mean, how are you going to actually get to talk about these things if it's not brought up? And Kaepernick brought it up in his own way. Some people can argue one way or the other whether it was the right way to do it, but it did initiate conversation. So do you mind it? Do you mind it being brought up in the sports forum?
Yeah, I mean, Kaepernick's, you know, protest is maybe one of the most successful protests in recent history of getting people to talk about at least something, to engage and address an issue.
Because,
yeah, that sparked as much talk as any. I mean, the president's commenting on it, too. But, yeah, I mean, you know, that happens a lot of times to a lot of people. You know, I mean, a baseball writer starts talking about politics and someone will tweet at him, you know, hey, stick to baseball. You know, a football player does a protest on the field and people are like, hey, you're paid to play football, you should just be doing that instead. But the reality is that if we're all a part of a democratic society here, and if you have a voice, use it. And if you want to use it to affect change, do that. That's your right. And I think the football players are at a position where, I mean, that's the most popular sport in America right now, and they're at a position to affect that change and to make a statement that will garner the kind of attention that you've seen from Colin Kaepernick. So I'm for it 100%. I mean, I think it would be pretty ineffective if we said that only people who aren't in the spotlight or protests that aren't going to garner attention are the ones that we allow. I mean, that just doesn't make sense. Of the whole idea of a protest is to garner a lot of attention. And those football players and baseball players and athletes have the ability to do that. So they should do that.
Yeah, well said, Ahmed. Well, I really appreciate your time today. Hopefully the Giants will break out of this thing. We still got enough games to go that, you know, they got a chance. They definitely have a chance to do some damage here down the stretch.
Forget what has happened up to this point. That's what I would employ the Giants fans, Giants to do. You know, you're right there. Just forget. Just pretend you've gone on like a 10-game winning streak. Just do that instead, and you might be in a better spot.
All right, Ahmed. Hey, thanks a lot.
Sounds good, Joe.
That's Ahmed Farid from Comcast Sportsnet Bay Area. Join us again on Monday. We'll have another podcast guest as the Giants are back home taking on the San Diego Padres. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on the sportsvirus.com and now on KNBR.com.